Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Good morning. Welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me for NCAA Week 5 coverage of the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Alabama Crimson Tide, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking some SEC football, Arkansas, Alabama. Can Arkansas pull up the major upset of the week, maybe the year? We'll talk more about it, man. It's going to be a great game.
Absolutely. And for everyone listening or watching us live or watching us on our replay or listening to our podcast, we want to say thank you. And we want to know, what do you think? So like, subscribe, share, hit the bell button so that you can get notifications of our shows on Facebook, on YouTube, and over on LinkedIn and on our podcast. And we want to hear what you think. So tell us what you think in the comments. Let us know. And thank you so much for watching. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Arkansas Razorbacks have a hill to climb, as most teams do, against the Alabama Crimson Tide. What are their tools? What's Alabama going to do? And what do we think is going to happen?
Let's talk about these teams, man. Let's talk about Arkansas last week. A heartbreaking loss in every sense of the word. They're down by just a little bit. Ended up losing to Texas A&M 23-21. Had that last second field goal about 40-some-odd yards. Hit the very top of the uprights. I mean, that is a one-in-a-million chance. It's hard to duplicate that. But, you know, if that's just the way it is sometimes. Sometimes just life is like that, and a tough loss for the Razorbacks in a very good game against A&M. But in that game, let's talk about them. KJ Jefferson, quarterback, 12-19, 171, two scores for him. The running game was able to get going really well. 54 carries as a squad for 244 yards. One touchdown by, of course, KJ Jefferson, who led the team in rushing with 105 yards on 18 carries. So he was a one-man show on offense, getting it all done. As for the receiving corps, led the way with catches was Jadon Hazelwood with 5 for 56. And also Warren Thompson had 2 catches for 57 yards. As for this team, they did fumble the ball 5 times. They lost it once, but still, you got to maintain the ball, man. You can't have those butter fingers, especially against Alabama. As for the defense, like I said, all in all, they shut out A&M in 2 quarters, so that is something positive you can look at. Shut them out in the first and the fourth, but just we're not able to get done in between the middle and the second and third. Bumper Pool, a man who we're going to be talking about a lot here on the show in a few weeks, months, years. This guy has a lot of talent. 7 tackles led the way for this team. 3 sacks as a squad that helped out. They are an absolute menace when it comes to getting to the quarterback. 5 tackles for loss, 3 pass defended, and 4 quarterback hurries with no INTs for the secondary. Like I said, tough, tough loss against a worthy opponent, though. A&M is a good team. Obviously, these two teams are still ranked right now. Arkansas dropped to number 20, while Texas A&M moved up a little bit, and they are now sitting at 17. But now we're going to the top of the food chain here. We're going to go all the way to number 2, the second best ranked team in the nation, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Of course, Nick Saban, all those amazing players they got there, 4-stars, 5-stars, whatever. Let's talk about these guys. Easy win this past week. I mean, there's no doubt it. 55-3 over Vanderbilt. Bryce Young had himself a field day, 25-36, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. You love to see that from your quarterback. The running game got it going pretty well also. 34 carries for 228 yards. Leading the way was Jace McClellan with 11 carries for 76. And behind him was Jamarian Miller, 9 for 63. Miller had 2 scores and McClellan had 1. The receiving core, there's about 20 guys looking at the box score who caught a ball. I'm not going to go down all of them, but some of the ones that stick out. Ja'Cory Brooks, 6 catches for 117 with 2 touchdowns for him. And Jermaine Burton, 4 catches for 94, got into the end zone. He wasn't beginning there at all, but hey, he was still able to make a big impact. As for the defense, I mean, he allowed 3 points. That's a pretty solid day, all in all, I would say so. Henry Toa led the way with 6 tackles on the team, and Deontay Lawson was right behind him. 5 sacks as a squad. Will Anderson Jr. led the way with 2.5, another tremendous day for him. They had 8 tackles for a loss. They had 4 passes defended, but they were not able to get an interception, much like Arkansas. But like I said, they didn't really need to. I mean, they gave up 3 points in the first quarter, and that was it. So, easy win for Alabama. Got them prepped for this upcoming week. Arkansas is coming in here upset, ready to avenge that tough, tough loss from last week. It's going to be a wild game, right? They are going to be in Arkansas, so they're going to have the home field advantage. But I don't know, Jeremiah. I just can't call it quite yet. Maybe if Arkansas got that win last week, I'd feel a little bit more comfortable with them. But you can't really bet against Alabama. It's hard to. So I'm going to go with Alabama getting the W in this game. I think it's going to be a closer ball game, maybe like a 2-score game. I'm going to go with Alabama getting the win in this one, 37, Arkansas 24. Good matchup. I think Arkansas is going to compete. But I just think that, you know, with that amazing talent we talk about each and every single week on the show, that Alabama, that tremendous head coach, that I think that all that's just going to be a little bit too much for Arkansas. But I expect them to put up a great fight. It's going to be a tremendous game on the 1st of October this upcoming week. Can't wait to watch it.
Awesome. I definitely can't wait to watch it as well. We want to see Arkansas go crazy. We want to see them do big things. If Arkansas somehow were able to overcome Alabama, I think it would shake things to their very core. And, you know, when you have a team like Alabama, it's important for them always to be shaken pretty much to the core. And they need to always know that there's someone at their heels, because otherwise they might get complacent and think that they really are an NFL team playing with other college teams. So that's something very important. Now, for Alabama, I definitely agree there. You know, they're a dominant force. They have this incredible history. They've been working so hard for so many years to build up this incredible program. So shout out to both teams. We want to hear from UNC. Also, what do you think? Do you think that Arkansas can overcome Alabama? Do you think Alabama is going to roll tide? Or what do you think is going to happen? Put it in the comments. Let us know. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. And make sure to join us over on our podcast. And if you're not listening to our podcast, real quick, it's very simple. How do you listen to music online? That's the easiest way to jump in and listen to our podcast online. If you listen to Spotify, just pull up your Spotify and look up 100 Yards of Football. If you listen on an Apple device, you can listen through Apple Podcasts. And if you listen through an Android device, Google Podcasts is a great way. You can also use any of the available apps that you probably already use if you listen to podcasts, including iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon, Overcast, and so many more, including the Believe Podcast Network official website, where you can listen and you can support not only our show, but the other incredible shows that come on over on the Believe Podcast Network. So thank you so much to the Believe Podcast Network, and thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that game preview of Arkansas versus Alabama, and thank you so much to all of our listeners and viewers who support us every single day as we put out new content just for you here about the world of football. Well, I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and I hope you'll stay with us because we'll have another live episode right after this.
Let's find out what Logan Landers and Jeremiah Long have to say about the next game preview.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Ole Miss versus Kentucky in our NCAA Week 5 coverage, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some amazing football today in the SEC. Ole Miss, Kentucky, 2 top-ranked opponents. It's going to be a great matchup this upcoming Saturday.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are watching us live or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. It's listening to our podcast and watching us on YouTube, watching us on Facebook, interacting with us over on LinkedIn, sharing, liking, subscribing. Those are the reasons that we grow. And it's because of you, especially telling your friends and family and colleagues about our show through word of mouth, that we're able to grow. So thank you so much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Ole Miss, Kentucky, two teams that are dear to our hearts around here because, you know, all of our favorite teams play a lot of these teams throughout the year. What do we have to look forward to for this game?
Let's talk about these Kentucky Wildcats, currently ranked number 7 right now in the rankings, having another very successful season. Last week went up against Northern Illinois in a bit of a tight matchup. They did get the win 31-23. Of course, quarterback Will Levis had a tremendous ball game, 18 of 26 passing, 303 yards, good for an 11.7 average, 4 touchdowns, and 0 INT. So a very clean, very good day for him. As for the running core, 103 yards as a team on 35 carries. So they got the work done, led by Smoke, of course, 12 carries for 85 for him. He helped lead the way for them. The receiving core, Tavion Robinson was the MVP for that core. 7 catches, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. Not to be outdone by Berrien Brown, 4 grabs for 102 and 2 scores as well. They were looking really good. The defense, like I said, gave up 23 points overall, but not too bad. Jacquez Jones led the way with 12 tackles, led the team with DeAndre Square right behind him with 6. 0 sacks as a squad, and only 1 tackle for loss with 4 passes defended and 2 quarterback hurries. So you got to apply some more pressure this upcoming week if you want to beat up on Ole Miss. No interceptions for the team. Like I said, a bit of a close win for Kentucky, but a win is a win nonetheless. Let's talk about these Rebels out there in Ole Miss. Both these teams remain undefeated coming into this week, so we're going to see who's going to take the first loss on the season. Ole Miss got the win in kind of another close ball game, 35-27 against Tulsa. In that game, Jackson Dart, 13-24 passing, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns, no INTs, another clean game for him. The running game was just on fire this past week, Jeremiah. 51 carries as a team for 308 total yards and 3 scores. Led, of course, by Quinshon Judkins, 27 carries for the young man, 140 yards with 2 touchdowns on a 5.2 average. Also, Jackson Dart, the quarterback, not afraid to get it done with the legs as well. 13 carries for 116 yards to boot, with Zach Evans there with 10 carries for 48. The receiving core, Malik Heath led the way with 4 grabs for 75 yards and a score, with Jonathan Mingo right behind him, 3 catches for 54 and got in for 6 as well. The defense, led by Ladarius Tennyson with 12 tackles on the day, right behind him was Troy Brown. No sacks for them as well, but they had 2 tackles for loss and 6 passes defended with 10 quarterback hurries. So they were right there with him, but they just were not able to bring him down to the ground. Interception, of course, by A.J. Finley as well, helped get the win for Ole Miss 35-27. So looking at this game, it's going to be very, very interesting. Kentucky, I mentioned it, they had a pretty decent running game. They're getting back Chris Rodriguez this upcoming week. And I think as long as he can have a better game, as long as he can kind of really get that jolt to his season, that can really help out Kentucky this week. As long, of course, we all know their quarterback looking great there with Will Levis. I expect him to have another really good game. He's looked great so far this season. And as for Ole Miss, Jackson Dart, just do what you do with your arm, do what you do with your leg. And my God, if you can run for over 300 yards as a team, it's going to be a pretty easy day on this upcoming Saturday. But I expect this one to be a very close matchup. Like I said, both these teams are ranked pretty high. Both of them are in the SEC. Both are undefeated. There's a lot of storylines going on here. It's going to be in Lexington, and that is who I'm going to give the advantage to. Kentucky gets to win in this ball game, 30-25. I got this one being super close. It's going to go back and forth. But I think overall, man, Kentucky's going to get the W in this one in a close ball game and keep climbing up that AP top 25 this upcoming weekend.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow, yeah. Let's see it. We definitely would love to see it. Well, what do you think? Put in the comments what you think the final score will be. Tell us, what are you really looking for in this Ole Miss versus Kentucky matchup? And tell us, what do you think about, you know, are you going to be at the football game itself? Are you going to be out in the stadium, you know, looking and having your tailgate? Are you going to be at a sports bar? What is, you know, are you going to be at home watching? Or are you going to listen on the radio? Let us know exactly where and what, how you're going to watch and listen to the game. You can throw that in the comments over on YouTube. You can throw it on the comments on Facebook. You can even jump in on LinkedIn and join with us over there. But if you're listening to the podcast, we love you. And if you're not listening to the podcast, join us over there. I listen on Spotify, but a lot of our great fans listen over on Apple Podcast, on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Amazon, Google, or anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts. Just listen to, or just look up 100 Yards of Football. You'll see our football on the 50-yard line, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. And guess what? That's where we put our new podcast every single day. And we have new podcasts that pretty much drop every day, so you can always have new coverage. And you can go back and listen to our evergreen, as we call it, history specials, ones that you can listen to anytime throughout the year that cover all the great stories through football history. We interview some of the great players, some of the great sportscasters, and, you know, we just chat it up and talk about what we think is amazing about the sport. So join us over there. Thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for this NCAA Week 5 coverage of Ole Miss versus Kentucky. We'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.